Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Ecosystem Aces. I'm Chip Rogers, CMO at Workspan. And gosh, I'm really excited to have back on the show again for the, I think it's the third time, Manoj,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. Third time is a charm. <That's> right. But yes, glad to be here on the show.
Manoj is Vice President of Channel Sales at Acuon. We've been talking a lot about Acuon and it's sort of some of your background, Manoj. I mean, gosh, you've had a career in long time at Cisco for a number of years, and GE Digital, Verizon, most recently with Intrado, and now you're applying your skills to Acuon, and I know you're doing a lot of work with Cisco, so it's there's a sort of natural affinity there. And but why don't we start there? And Manoj, maybe tell us a little bit about what you and your team are up to at Acuon.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show here. I am really excited. I'm always excited about the things happening in the partnership and ecosystem space. Workspan has been sort of pivotal in driving the progress there and that awareness around ecosystem. So really applaud Workspan for that, and Chip, you and the entire team, Amit and everybody, Mayank onwards. I mean, everybody has done a splendid job on raising the awareness around ecosystems and alliances. So I'm really excited about that. Always like to follow Workspan. So as you rightly mentioned, I have spent a lot of my career in Cisco. So yeah, thank you Cisco for giving me an opportunity and the exposure for getting to understand not only sort of new pieces of technology, but also how channels work, how partners work, how the ecosystem needs to be developed. And I was fortunate to be there in those days when we were seeding the idea of how a developer network should work or how an ecosystem should be developed and how the sales need to really work and look at sort of technology partners. So one of the technology partners that came across in my career a few years back was this company called Acuon. And I was there in sort of managing this partnership with them. But over the last few years, we partnered in different ways. Acuon still continues to be a strong partner of Cisco, but I moved in a couple of other jobs, but I always was watching and looking at how Acuon was gradually developing and progressing in this space. So happy to be back working for Acuon. The company is poised for fantastic growth in the coming months, coming years, and it's actually addressing the space of conversational engagement, which is two big heavy words, but really hot at this time, simply because enterprises across the globe are watching and seeing that the proactive engagement from to the customers is really the needed idea right now. How do we really make it happen? And in past, if you come there and see
customer experience is so critical.
So. Yeah. So experience has been always, an important aspect for many different companies. Everybody would claim that, hey, we got a good, customer experience story. We want to improve the customer success, customer satisfaction. You always have metrics around CSATs and everything, but if you look at the heart of it, it all boils down to the engagement platform. It boils down to the idea of how quickly can you engage with your customers? And then what do you do after that engagement? Does it really help you power up your, revenue generation? Is it really helping you in some retention? Is it really helping you in compliance? Is it really helping you in sort of collections process? So many ideas around growing the business and growing revenues are all centered around this idea of how proactive you are and how savvy you are in engaging with your customers. And so Acuon is really playing a leadership role in that conversational engagement platform and has deployed with hundreds of customers all across the globe, where you can see those tangible benefits coming out and helping the customers in achieving those goals. So I'm really excited about this new journey and really excited about Acuon, the team, the leadership around everybody is great. And it's just having a great time here.
That's fantastic. And you're right. It is a hot market. And I can see, there's clearly a natural affinity, I would think, with And you're focused on primarily with Cisco, partnering with Cisco, and I could see a tremendous, you know, affinity with all of the technology that Cisco has, but you know, between, you know, WebEx and
it's all WebEx now, right? So that's the beauty of Cisco. It's all WebEx now, right? So Cisco has done a great job in sort of, you know, putting one brand on one brand identity, I would say, for all the different technology application. And so from that perspective, you know, whether you are doing WebEx or whether you think of WebEx as a you know, video conferencing, audio conferencing platform or a meetings platform, versus, you know, you're doing calling or, you know, contact center or video. I mean, all these things are now converged under one single brand called WebEx. And so whether you, you know, any other flavor of WebEx, I would say, would be just tagged with that name only in the collaboration space. And so I think that is a good strategy, and it does place a very clear sort of brand identity in the minds of the customer, and it sort of helps them grow their businesses as well.
So let's talk a little bit about the how you're working together with Cisco. I think there are a few aspects that I think could be really interesting. One is, you know, just how do you sort of figure out what are the right solution, you know, components and putting together the sort of a joint solution together. I think that's it's really always really interesting. And then I think the other is, you know, a small company. I mean, Acuon is 200 plus employees, you know, working with a giant company like Cisco. How do you, you know, get attention, and where are the sort of footholds? So but let's start with the product and what makes sense with, in terms of, you know, how do you fit together and how do you bring those ideas together?
Yeah. So if you look at, you know, the way I was, framing Acuon's strategy, the way it really works out is that on one hand, you have data coming from different sources, right? So I'm going to be using no technology, you know, acronyms or jargons here. So there's data coming from different sources, right? And the data is basically stored in different databases and different, you know, entities, which any customer, whether they're a banking customer or a healthcare customer or a retail customer, they do have these database sources, and they could be, you know, customer relationship databases or, you know, profiling of the customers. This is all data that is sort of coming in, and it's a whole bunch of data. Nowadays, people are doing a lot of, you know, processing on it, analytics around it. You have social media. So there's tons of data that's sort of ready for consumption, ready for analysis. That's one way of collecting slash, you know, reading the data. The other end of the spectrum is you have to really give that data in some meaningful way and present it to the customer, or present it to, you know, to the revenue goals or the outcomes that you have, right? In between these two ends of the spectrum is the magic that happens when you have some sort of a good data platform that actually knows how to process and how to engage, and then also has an ability to work with different platforms on how to communicate the results of that data processing out. Now, the customer experience space, CX space, or the customer engagement space that we call it nowadays, you will see the word conversational AI, artificial intelligence coming mm-hmm. in. But at the heart of it, there has to be a very strong platform that actually knows how to collect slash parse that data from these sources, and also has an ability to really reach out to the customers, whether it's through, you know, Cisco technologies or, you know, phones or emails or texts or, you know, call centers. You know, you have different ways of communicating now, right? So there are ways to communicate the message out. But either way, whatever message you or the channel that you choose for communication, at the heart of it is that engagement platform that really knows how to handle everything, how to parse the data, collect everything in the right way, and link it to the outcomes. You cannot just say that, well, I know this customer's profile, and I know, like, tomorrow they would be buying this because they bought this yesterday. These are their buying patterns, and so tomorrow they're likely to buy that. But you have to go a step further in that analysis to really link and say that, well, based on this data that we got, we predict that this is what the outcome would be. And during that prediction of that whole data parsing, I'm able to show some benefits to you, Mr. Customer, right? So that's, I think, the key message that, you know, engagement platforms are working with nowadays, that, you know, it looks very good on presenting this idea, right? That this is how it will work, but does it really work? Does it really lead all the way to the sales outcomes and revenue outcomes or satisfaction scores that people are looking for? Is it really leading to that end goal of like showing me that benefit? You know, it looks good. I mean, conceptually, it really makes sense, right? But is it really leading to that outcome or not? And that's where I think Acuon is coming out very strong, where you have a platform that's working. It is showing the tangible benefit. It is in the hands of a customer experience officer or a CIO, and it is really showing that outcome that they're looking for from the business.
And so what's the connection then with what's the tie-in with Cisco, you know, with WebEx, and how they fit together? What's the sort of the joint solution that you're, you know, bringing to market?
Yeah. So Cisco is, is a technology company that is connecting the customer and the enterprises with these technology widgets and technology architectures, right? So as I said, you know, as an engagement platform, we have to be collecting data from different sources. And those could be, you know, could be an EHR platform in healthcare where we are collecting data, or, you know, Salesforce for, CRM. But Cisco is more interested in, you know, finding out how you really engage with the customer, right? What technology would you use? If you are in a call center and you have agents and, you know, employees who are connecting to the customers and engaging with the customers on a daily mm-hmm. way, yeah. Do they have all these tools and the dashboard and right in front of them to take action on? So Cisco plays a very critical role in making sure that the experience is smooth, making sure that the technology that is being used for engagement is good for doing an outbound campaign, is good for reaching out to a broader set of people. A lot of times, you know, in customer experience, there is a concept of, you know, hey, are you doing inbound or are you doing outbound, right? And I do want to highlight that as a very key feature of customer experience, that are you looking, you know, many times or in past, people have been looking at as inbound as the way of engaging with the customer, right? Customers are going to call me, and hence I have to engage with them. And so this is an inbound process of working with a customer. But I think down the road, people are now realizing that outbound way is going to grow faster than the inbound. And so in that sense, you know, you would see a lot of times I have to engage the customers, or I have to do an outbound engagement strategy. And in that sense, Cisco, with its WebEx and with its call center platform, with video conferencing, with the unified communications, voice, calling, meetings, these platforms have all the widgets that are required to do an outbound engagement with a customer. And in that sense, you know, it's very important for customers to realize that, well, I got all the widgets, but I was using them for my inbound communication. I was expecting them to connect to me. But now I'm using the same technologies, but I'm basically using them to go outbound and reaching out to the customers in a much more proactive way. I'm not waiting for them to call me. I want to call them, right? So that's the proactiveness of the idea that being sort of enhanced and enabled by Cisco technologies. So Cisco plays a very critical role. Obviously, there are other companies also in doing collaboration applications. So overall, that piece is a critical piece of the story as well, that how do you really make a meaningful conversation happen with the end customer, right?
Yeah. Then let's take the second side of that, which is, you know, Acuon, 200 employees, you know, Cisco, how many tens of thousands of employees, you know, global company. How do you make a dent? How do you get recognized? And I mean, you have a long history. So part of it is sort of, you know, your knowledge of the people and organization. but it's got to be more than that, right? I mean, you've got to have something that's how do you sort of?
Yeah. So I think from, you know, Cisco is a channels partner driven company, right? A lot of that business that Cisco does is through their channel partners, right? So for them, channels and setting up the partner base, whether they tier them in like tier one partners or tier two, tier three partners, it's a huge, big channel partner base. Now, over a period of time, you have seen, you know, ideas around building like an ecosystem, having these partners coming up with different technologies, evolving them to become more like a, you know, not only just a reseller, but more like a system integrator as well, having some value added to the products and the solutions that Cisco has to offer. So overall, Cisco's entire channel base, where you have thousands of customers, is a huge landscape to manage. Now, one easy way is obviously to look at the tiering piece and see, like, you know, who's doing what. You know, there are obviously some sort of a gold, silver, bronze kind of a, you know, tiering, which is very common. But more or less in the last few years, that concept is now evolving more into this co-sell idea of looking at, you know, who is doing what and where do they fit in. So for a company like Acuon, you know, we are actually an embedded partner with Cisco, which means that we are an OEM, having an OEM type of relationship with them. We're, you know, if a customer is ordering Acuon technologies, they would be ordering as Cisco technologies, and they will be sort of powered by Acuon on this engagement platform side of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we do have an embedded relationship with them. But you all know that, you know, in this space, embedded relationship is one piece of the puzzle. The other two pieces are also important, which Workspan knows very well. The other piece is co-sell, right? Okay, I'm partnering with you. And so can we just do a co-sell, right? And build a solution together? Or maybe we need another partner as well, and we can do a co-sell with sort of three in a box solution. And then the third comes the ISV marketplace evolution, right? So is Acuon part of the marketplace of Cisco, where somebody can just sort of go on the marketplace and, you know, order something or get connected with us, more or less like an ecosystem play where you are just available in the market for consumption. So our focus, if you look at from a channel sales engagement, looking at the large landscape, but mm-hmm. also wearing the lens of being embedded or being a co-sell or being a marketplace, you know, a marketplace vendor. Now, one can argue that, you know, you can't be doing, you know, being a small company, we can't be doing everything at the same time. I can tell you that we obviously are more focused on the OEM embedded piece because we believe that we haven't really touched that landscape or that base yet fully, right? So we have a lot of room to grow in that space. Once we are happy with our outreach in that, just in that base, we also have a parallel track going on to do some sort of co-selling idea where you can pick up multiple solution vendors together and stitch the story together. And then obviously the marketplace is also there. But if you look at the bets that we have, the topmost bet would be to be part of the OEM / embedded relationship with Cisco, co-selling with them, and then just going directly to the customer with the new solutions.
Yeah. You know, you still have to get the attention, I guess, of the, you know, the Cisco field organization and make sure that they know that this is an offering that's part of what they can deliver and what the value proposition is and how long it takes and like all of that enablement kinds of activity. Tell us a little bit about that process.
That's always a challenge because Cisco, like any other big company, you know, is a big $50 billion giant, you know, looking at different technologies, different solutions, and the sellers and the reseller community of Cisco would be looking at different things. And it's, you know, our company and our solution is just a sort of a very minuscule part of the overall story. But if you look at the way sales are happening nowadays and the customer engagements are happening nowadays, a few ideas do stand out, right? So the themes that, you know, that Cisco picks up or the Cisco sellers pick up from that perspective channels, conversational engagement or conversational AI or improving the customer experience does come out as a top theme, right? So mm-hmm. From that perspective, you know, it's not very hard for someone to get the first level of attention, right? Then the second comes that, okay, well, you have that, that attention, what else can you do now? And what's in there for me? Like if I'm a reseller or I'm selling Cisco solutions and I have 50 other products to sell, how do I pick your product? Or how do I really focus on your solution? Because just because you were saying so, or just because customer needs it, how do we really do the analysis there and figure out how to go about selling? And so that piece is where we are working very hard. And that's what my job is, to ensure that the story of Acuon is well understood in the Cisco seller community and the partner community, right? And once we don't have that much of a challenge from understanding or passing that understanding to Cisco partners and sellers, because we are having an embedded relationship with them as well. So I think from that perspective, we're well known. The challenge that we have is that Cisco has a very large, diversified, spread out, geographically, spread out a base of enterprise customers. You have to realize that, Cisco plays very well in US and North America, but look at, MER or APJC markets. There's whole bunch of customers and existing customer base, which is all very, very spread out. And it's sometimes just the challenge of that spread of addressing that, customer in maybe in, say, non-US market, and reaching out to them and looking at them, then, hey, you bought some Cisco solutions 3 or 4 years back. What is your next big step? How are you looking at experience now? Or what is your next initiative that you are looking on improving the customer experience? Mm-hmm. So it's sort of that follow up or reach out to those ideas or upselling on those ideas is where we have a challenge. And I'm glad that Cisco account teams and Cisco sellers, as well as Cisco VARs and partners and channel partners, are fully excited about it. And they are also always hunting for new ideas on how to present the story and how to really look at customer experience in a different way. So I'm happy about that. It's just that the reach is way too much. The spread is way too much, and it's just I don't want to spread thin. I mean, we are a small company, but we will be very much laser focused on this idea, and go to the base of customers where we think we can make a significant impact, and where there is an appetite for improving customer experience.
Yeah. Well, and you have the added challenge of, not only as you've just been saying, not only do you need to get the Cisco field sort of on their radar and enabled and understanding what the value proposition is, but now you also need to get out to the distributors and VARs and MSPs mm-hmm. and all those.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah. So I think one of the ways I always believe that in channels, or even, as you would also equally agree on partnerships and ecosystem spaces, is that, that buildup of the trust, right? So mm-hmm. if the trust is there, things will fall in place gradually, right? So trust is very much the key factor for any channel and ecosystem play. I think that I would rate that as number one requirement. Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, Acuon and its leadership for the last 10 plus years has been working with Cisco and has an industry recognition about credibility and trust. And so this is not something that that just sort of sprang up in the last couple of years, or something that has really picked up based on certain new widgets that came in. We were there in the sense Acuon was there in the business even when some of these new technologies were not there, right? They were, nobody talked about AI. So since then, the company has been building the idea of how to really build or improve the customer experience, how to really improve the lives of a customer care agent who is sitting in a contact center. So if you look at those aspects, we are a grounds up company. We have done work from from scratch. We have taken the platform to that level, and now we have earned the trust of Cisco and others and the reseller community in general to really see like, okay, well, these people know the job. They know how it really works. And so we have no qualms of in presenting them in front of the customer, right? So I think that trust and the credibility factor has played in our favor, and it will continuously play in our favor because we're doing a lot of hard work in making sure that we have all the right pieces for the story and for the solution to impress the customer.
All great things. So you're operating from a good base. And how do you sort of navigate the and like get sort of built into some of the communications, and are there some tricks that you've learned or best practices, I guess, to figure out how to get more mindshare, yeah. I think with Cisco and their partners.
Yeah, so I think again, this is not really unique to my Cisco play or my Cisco partnership or alliance that I'm managing. I think it plays across all the segments, and it's a very typical sales engagement / alliances dilemma that everybody has. And I mentioned the factor of trust, but I think at the end of it, it will really be important to go very tactical around this, right? We do talk about, overall, say, channel strategy around this, and, how do I look at all the moving parts? This seems to be too big and too spread out of a base. I'm realizing and I'm learning from this process is that I'm curious to see that, do I really need to be very spread out and sort of scattered on different things, or should I go very, very tactical on a certain things and just sort of go deeper on those ideas. And I'm realizing that, being a little bit more tactical now rather than being more strategic around this is needed to get to the finish line or get to that home run that we want. And I think the reason I'm saying so is because from ecosystems and channels play, the environment is a little bit noisy now, right? I mean, there's a lot of action going on. There's too much of, I would say, ideas that, hey, this is what is one way of doing. This is another way of doing things. Maybe we should explore this. There are market research and market kind of data that is sort of showing that, oh, this many ecosystems are there. This many, channels are there. But at the end of it, at some point, you have to be a little bit down the road, becoming more like sort of getting your feet dirty in this and really doing the hard work of being tactical, looking at like, hey, these are my 500 partners or channel partners that I want to manage. Here is my ecosystem. Here is my co-sell strategy. And so I'll look at this maybe in phase two. Here is my ISV marketplace strategy. I'm going to look at that. But, that's again, like another track I will focus. But for now, to get to the business outcomes, I'm going to follow this strategy. And these are my tactics on a daily basis. This is sort of the recipe for success for me. Here is my prescription. I'm going to tell my sellers and my, hunters that, when you are working with a Cisco account, this is how you would pick up the phone and pick up the engagement cycle. Mm-hmm. And this is what the prescriptive remedy is. I realized that being very surgical and tactical around this has become much more of a beneficial exercise than kind of setting up the stage and showing that hey, we got this much base and we will do this and cover from this ground and kind of getting too much spread out is not really going to help. So, but that's one of the learnings. I mean, I always have worked in bigger companies a lot, and I've worked in smaller companies as well. And sometimes, these things just help you learn that, what would make the impact and what would make things happen in a short duration. And how do we really get to the outcome quick? It's all a learning process. I'm a curious learner. I'm learning. I'm reading a book, which is also interesting, which I know you may have seen it. It's just sort of amping it up. So the idea is that if you want to lead that hyper growth, you have to kind of think in a slightly different way to see how you get that amplification that you want once you know that the seeds have already been sown and there is some groundwork that has been done, now you're just building on top of it.
I love that. I think that's really terrific advice, Manoj. And I think as you're talking, I'm sort of, you know, like thinking of that. It's like, make sure that, especially with large, you know, with a large partner, make sure that you're, you know, you've got complementary capabilities that that fit in well with the partner. You know, I think building trust, huge, huge issue, number one issue.
Yeah.
And maybe third is what I heard you saying towards the end is like, you need to prioritize, choose wisely, and then do the tactical things that that need to be done to, you know, enable the sales. And you bring up a good point, not just Cisco and the Cisco partners, but also your own sales team.
Yeah.
On how to partner.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of it, I mean, we have to sort of elevate the intensity piece, right? The intensity piece is where the magic happens. When you know that, you know, we have some groundwork done. I mean, we have a foundation which is ready. All we have to do now is just elevate the intensity, show some sense of urgency, see how we can really get into understanding the customer side of things and really be a little bit more tactical. And so I think my learning from this whole exercise is, you know, that I'm confident that we should be able to move in that, you know, with the lens, you know, in our head. So, you know, wearing that lens, you know, sort of clarifies a few things for me that, you know, this is what I need to be focused on. And maybe the other things are going to be a little bit lower priority. But being tactical, building trust, and just amplifying the intensity of the whole conversation with some sense of urgency is the key.
Amp it up.
Yes, amp it up. Absolutely. Yeah, it's needed.
Well, Manoj, this has been fantastic. Gosh, I really appreciate you taking the time and sharing your thoughts and experiences and things that have worked for you. I know that our audience will really appreciate it. And
sure, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining in today.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I mean, I really enjoyed, you know, I've always enjoyed conversations with Workspan. I'm also very much plugged into the ecosystem community. So I'm, you know, always welcoming ideas and I'm curious to know what has worked for other people in other companies in these kind of roles. So anytime if, you know, anybody has those kind of suggestions or things that are best practices or they would challenge my, you know, hypothesis here, I'm looking forward to ideas. So really looking forward to it. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Best way to reach you on LinkedIn?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Good.
So, it'll be good. All right.
Fantastic. Manoj, thank you so much. And thank you all for joining us for another episode of Ecosystem Aces. And for Manoj Bhatia, I'm Chip Rogers. Thanks again, everybody, for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
Workspan is the category leader for Ecosystem Cloud, where alliance, channel, and ecosystem leaders connect, co-create, co-market, co-sell, measure, and scale with their ecosystem partners in a single secure network to grow business together. To learn more, visit workspan.com.
You've been listening to Ecosystem Aces. To ensure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast player. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.